Governor, let me start here. When you were elected, you, with your power, could have declared 2019 a lot of different things, but you chose to declare it the year of clean drinking water. Let's start there. Tell me why that is.
Yeah, for a couple of reasons. Obviously, it's a big issue in the state of Wisconsin, and it's a real simple issue. People like to have clean drinking water. And it's also one that I realized early on as we were considering it is that it's going to take more than just a year. And so we needed to start out with something that has got some, you know, we have to get to a certain point where we have clean drinking water all across the state. It's going to take some time. So having essentially our kickoff year being around clean drinking water, it became a no-brainer in a lot of respects because it's important to people and it's because we feel we can get some traction going forward, and also it's going to take some time.
Is this something that you heard about quite a bit on the campaign trail as a concern of folks?
Sure. There's several things that were, you know, like you hear at every place, and water and clean drinking water it was certainly one of those. It's, you know, who doesn't want it? Who doesn't need it? You know, whether it's our whether it's, we're at home or whether it's you know, a company that uses water, needs water to make their product. We have to have clean water in Wisconsin. It's one of our heritages. And frankly, it's something that we have, frankly, inherited that mindset from the folks that were here before we came. Our tribal nations in the state of Wisconsin have valued clean water forever, and that's part of their culture, their spiritual heritage, and so I think that's carried over into the present day, and so we have to take advantage of that.
I was over at DNR earlier today talking with Jason Knutson. He's the wastewater section chief at DNR. He said after you were elected, you went to meet folks at DNR, and the first and only question you asked him is, what can you tell me about PFAS? Yes. That seemed to be high on your mind. Sure. Tell me about why that is and what you have learned and what level of concern you have for you and your constituents in Wisconsin over this issue.
Yeah, it's interesting because I'm a science person in my background, and back when I got a degree in chemistry from UW-Madison, we didn't talk about PFAS. In fact, I don't even know if they knew what PFAS were at that point in time. So there's an interest on my part, but there's a significant lag in timing. So I needed to talk to people that knew about it and cared about it. But as we started talking about PFAS, it's become obviously a national issue, but it continues. You know, I understand the need to have reasonable regulations around this, but at the end of the day, all that fighting that may go on about, you know, how much is too little, how much is too many, you know, those arguments, people will not stand for having water that's contaminated with them that they're drinking. That's not going to happen. And, you know, it's not going to be acceptable, let's put it that way, for the people of Wisconsin. I don't care if you're Republican or Democrat or anybody in between. So what I've learned is to be able to pronounce it and also to be able to understand the chemical compounds of it and understand that there's lots that we have to learn, but we also know already that it's not something we want to consume in high quantities. And this is going to be a significant issue for the people of the state of Wisconsin. Even here in Madison, where we recently had that fire at White Madison Gas and Electric, and now there's a concern by some people that some of the water that or some of the foam that was used there ended up having PFAS and ended up having water that's in Lake Monona that has higher levels of PFAS. So the people of the state understand this issue. We just have to really attend to it in a really proactive and positive, but and we can't be delaying this. This can't be a 10-year study to figure this out. We need to come to some conclusion soon.
The Water Quality Coalition, which includes Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, is concerned that the recommended PFAS limits of 20 parts per trillion, mm-hmm. They use the word devastating. They're concerned they could have a devastating impact on Wisconsin's economy. Mm-hmm. Do they have a point there? Is that a concern and a consideration that you take into account when thinking about this issue?
Sure. Well, we whether it's 20 or 200 or 10, that's to some extent not the issue. The issue is we have to be concerned about it. We will regulate on this. Now, do we have to have everybody at the table when we do this? Absolutely we do. Whether it's the paper industry or, you know, the industrial foam industry or whomever. When organizations talk about devastating impacts, I think of families that may drink contaminated water that has PFAS in it. That's devastating too. In fact, I would say that's more devastating. And so I always come down on the side of families in the state of Wisconsin and people that are consuming the water. Does that mean we're going to be outrageous about what we regulate? No. Does that mean that industries will be at the table? Yes. But those same people that claim that they 20 is too much, it'll be devastating, are they okay with drinking 20 in their own homes? I guess not. So let's dial down the rhetoric about what's too much or too little, come to the table, come to some conclusions.
I want to speak about nitrates for a moment. You may know that nitrates are the most common contaminant of groundwater in the state, and that about 90% of that comes from agricultural operations. I know that you, earlier this year, directed DNR to work with DATCAP to address nitrates and nitrates in groundwater. What do you hope comes of that?
Well, I'm hopeful that we are able to come to some conclusions around that, and I see some good work being done. There's a lot of people in the state, a lot of farmers that, one thing, we can't make farmers an enemy on this issue because they're not. They are probably the most significant stewards of the land and water that we have in the state. So I would never disparage or have people believe that this is a farming only issue or that farmers are doing things purposely. So what I've seen, which is really good news, is that all farmers, big farms, small farms, and in between, are talking about regenerative practices where they use cover crops or there's less tilling of the land. All those things, frankly, can make a huge difference in the absorption of nitrates into our water systems. So I think there are places that we can go on this, and frankly, it's around making sure that there's a good base of research around cover crops and regeneration and how they impact and tilling and how they impact the soil and the aquifers below those soils. So I think we're in a better place than we are and that we haven't been in a long time because farmers take this seriously, and I think they're beginning to use the practices that we need to see in the state.
On lead and lead service lines, especially in our urban areas, you used a word that I don't know if I've heard you use on other water-related qualities or other water-related topics. You've called it a crisis. Mm-hmm. You've called lead in water a crisis. Why choose that word? Why does this fit that description?
Well, it's the science shows that if a kid drinks too much lead, it's going to impact them the rest of their life. And so that's a crisis, in my opinion. And so the ability to fix that is known. We replace those pipes. And it's going to cost money, but I think we have to get to the point where those lead laterals, especially in urban areas, but there are small towns in Wisconsin that have similar problems. It is an issue about making sure that kids are safe. And that's, that has to be a top priority for any administration or any state. But B, do we want to be known as a state that hasn't taken care of this problem? It's a economic development issue. It's a population issue. Do we want people to believe that we've tackled this problem and have moved forward? Yes. People make judgments about whether to move to this state on a lot of different issues. And one is the ability to make sure that people are drinking clean water. Lead is something we can take care of.
The last question I want to ask you stays on that lead theme. And in your budget, you proposed $40 million to help people replace those lead lines. That's something that Republicans stripped out of your budget. So what's next? If you're facing headwinds from Republicans on this issue, what's next?
Well, we'll have to find resources to do it. I know the mayor in Milwaukee and the county executive there have talked about having the flexibility around increasing 1 cent on the 1% on their sales tax to do some things that apparently the legislature doesn't want to do. But we'll keep coming back on this issue. It's going to cost money to do it. It's obvious that it impacts kids in a negative way, and so I believe at the end of the day we'll get there. I mean, what concerned me is that when they made the argument that taking out is, the argument was, well, that's just more money for Milwaukee. God forbid we give more money to Milwaukee. Well, we're giving money to Milwaukee so that their kids can be protected. Come on, that's a statewide issue.
I want to be respectful of your time, Governor. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. See you again.